And it's time now for our press review with Liam McGuinn. And we're going to return to one of our top stories to begin with. That's US President Donald Trump calling Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator, a statement which has caused consternation the world round. What are the press saying about it?
Well, it makes the front pages the world over, but particularly in Britain, it's on basically every front page there with Keir Starmer, Prime Minister Keir Starmer, backing his Ukrainian counterpart. Zelensky is no dictator, Starmer tells Trump. That's the Times headline. They report that Downing Street issued a statement describing Zelensky as Ukraine's democratically elected leader. Starmer also spoke on the phone with Zelensky, saying he'd stressed the need for everyone to work together to bring a peaceful solution to the end of the war. The Daily Star, which is a tabloid often known for its colourful front pages, don't let us down this morning. Putin's poodle, that's how they describe it. Trump, orange man baby, blames Ukraine for being invaded, the paper incredulously reports. I'll bring you some American reaction, starting with this Washington Post opinion piece. They say that this particular outrage stands apart, calling Tuesday a dark day for the United States. They call the president blaming Ukraine for the war a statement that has turned morality upside down. This piece notes that Trump appears to take perverse pleasure in saying things that shock, but this time it's a little bit different because the tragic loss of life in Ukraine will mean nothing, and a true resolution for the conflict will be impossible if there's no distinction between the attacker and victim. The New York Times note that with this pivot towards Russia, Trump is toppling what was once one of the Republicans' core foreign policy principles and is defying members of his own party in Congress, many of whom have spent their careers arguing for a strong stance against Moscow and a strong backing for allies in Europe. But the response from the Republicans has been muted so far. Some GOP lawmakers have made it clear they don't agree with Trump's approach, but most have done so, taking pains not to criticise the president.
And also making headlines this morning, an alarming study on the melting of glaciers around the world, particularly in Europe.
Well, this news comes from a major study published by a group of 35 research teams revealing the glaciers are melting rapidly. French daily Libération have this full two-page spread this morning. On average, 5% of their volume has disappeared in just 20 years. But as you'll see, the decrease in is particularly striking in terms of mass. These diagrams really highlight the issue. The light blue circles show mass of glaciers 20 years ago, and the dark blue circle, the mass of glaciers today. In Antarctica, the Arctic, Greenland and Alaska, the decline is staggering, but proportionally it's in Europe and France that the warming is most marked. 40% of glaciers have evaporated in just 23 years, according to the scientific information website Natura Sciences. That's in the Alps, in the Pyrenees. There's been a sharp acceleration over the past few years. In 2022 and 2023, the loss of mass was two times greater than the average acceleration over the last 20 years. To try and gauge the scale of the catastrophe, here's a statistic shared this morning by Le Monde, a very scary statistic. Every second, the equivalent of three Olympic swimming pools disappears from the world's glaciers.
And in Egypt, a monumental discovery, the first of its kind in over 100 years. What's this all about?
Well, as you can see in The Guardian, archaeologists have discovered the first pharaoh's tomb in Egypt in more than a century. The first, in fact, since Tutankhamun's back in 1922. It was the tomb of King Thutmose II, an ancestor, actually, of Tutankhamun. It's actually the last undiscovered royal tomb of the 18th Egyptian dynasty. And it was found by a British Egyptian team near the city of Luxor. I'll show you some pictures showing the entrance of the tomb. Here, they originally thought it was the resting place of a royal woman, but when they got inside the burial chamber, they found it decorated, the signs that it belonged to a pharaoh. They found the tomb completely empty, but it hadn't been robbed. It was deliberately emptied due to flooding. So that leads researchers to believe that there's a second intact tomb of Thutmose II. So the search continues, Oliver.
And you're going to finish with some sport, and there's room for one man only across the back pages this morning.
That man, of course, Kylian Mbappe, Real Madrid's Galactico, scoring a hat-trick as Real Madrid beat Man City 3-1 last night. Marca, which is Spain's biggest sports paper, were so impressed that their headline is in French this morning. Magnifique AS, the country's other big sporting newspaper, called the Frenchman a genius and a champion, calling it Mbappe's first big night at the Bernabeu, which classifies him finally as a Madrid fabuloso. There's a different mood, unsurprisingly, on the back pages in the UK. This This is the Daily Telegraph in for the kill. They note it wasn't the defeat itself that was shocking, but just how little fight put up by City. They lost 6-3 on aggregate. The miracle, Mbappe, a killjoy, telling us it's the first time that City have failed to qualify for at least the Champions League semi-finals in 5 seasons. Now, the only hope for silverware is the FA Cup. And there's a real chance that Pep Guardiola won't win a trophy in a season for the first time in 8 years. I'll finish with L'Équipe, France's biggest sports paper. Olé, 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 of course, referencing the 3 goals scored by Mbappe last night. And there's just about time for them to report on one of the night's other fixtures, an all-French tie where PSG beat Brest 7-0, their biggest ever European victory. It was 10-0 on aggregate. And their reward for a victory, Oliver, is a clash against either Liverpool or Barcelona.
Well, Mbappe doing well. Unfortunately, he won't get to play Man City every week.